All right, the Telegraph is now reporting something really interesting. Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon and naturalnews.com. The Telegraph's headline says, quote, Western executives who visit China are coming back terrified. Robotics has catapulted Beijing into a dominant position in many industries. So the chief executive officer of Ford, you know, the car company, visited China. It's Jim Farley. It says that he was left astonished by the technical innovations being packed into Chinese cars, from self-driving software to facial recognition. And he said, quote, their cost and the quality of their vehicles is far superior to what I see in the West. Yeah, he means in America. And quote, it's the most humbling thing I've ever seen. We are in a global competition with China, he says, and it's not just EVs. If we lose this, we do not have a future at Ford. Well, I'm going to tell you that Ford has no future. I'm going to say it right here. This is my prediction. Ford collapses. And you know why? You know why Ford collapses? I've owned Fords in the past, and they are horrible vehicles. They suck. Everything sucks about Fords. The ergonomics suck. The blinkers suck somehow. The seats, the way the seats are shaped with the headrest absolutely sucks. The reliability sucks, you know, the ergonomics, the display, everything sucks about it. And the reason is because, well, a lot of American companies have gotten really, really lazy, and they're run by people that just aren't very bright. And America has coasted for a long time on this global dominance position, you know, with dollar hegemony. And post-World War II, America was the innovator of the world. We invented everything. Well, not everything, but a lot of the modern things. You know, we were the dominant position of inventing things. That's no longer the case. The typical American worker today that might work at a Ford factory is obese, is diseased, has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, high blood sugar, whatever, like a walking heart attack victim. The people are incredibly unhealthy, and part of that is because, of course, big tech and big government have censored people like me, who have, for 25 years, I've been trying to teach America how to be healthy, how to choose healthier foods and avoid toxic ingredients and get off toxic medications and actually consume superfoods and nutrients that prevent diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and so on. But I've been systematically censored by every mainstream platform in America. I was even censored by the former CEO of YouTube, called Susan Wojcicki. She had my channel censored on YouTube when I was warning about vaccines, and then she died after taking vaccines. So censorship has a price, you know. Censorship has repercussions. Sometimes censorship kills, in that case. But even when it doesn't kill people, censorship results in the American people not having access to good faith information that can help them be healthier. And so the American workforce, by and large, I don't mean every single person, but by and large, the American workforce, and also the U.S. military, is made up of just really overweight, obese people with impaired cognitive function who are mass medicated and frankly, largely incompetent and incapable of competing with workers in other countries, especially China. But also you could say that about, you know, compared to Russia, et cetera. So the typical U.S. factory worker is just not capable anymore. And again, a lot of that comes back to vaccine damage, mass medications, censorship of information about nutrition, and so on. So as a country, America has doomed itself. It has doomed its manufacturing companies to be populated with people who can't think, can't work, and can barely stand on their feet. Same thing in the military. They can't run. They can't carry a pack. They can't fight. You know, most of them. The U.S. military is a joke internationally. Every country looks at the U.S. military and is like, yeah, all these people are going to collapse when they just run for cover the very first time. 100-yard dash and they have heart attacks because they're, you know, living on Whoppers, junk food. Right? I mean, I know this is harsh for some people to hear. I love America. I love my country. That's why I tried to help. For 25 years, I tried to help save America. But the country chose to censor all of my information and to sideline my voices, which is why I had to build my own platforms like Brighteon.com and now Brightyou.ai, which bypasses all censorship and brings you the truth about nutrition and superfoods and disease prevention and so on. But as a country, the United States of America decided to silence the voices of truth and reason and instead to promote processed junk food and big pharma and false government narratives through treasonous actors like Anthony Fauci pushing toxic, deadly vaccines, and even President Trump pushing Operation Warp Speed, which damaged tens of millions of Americans, caused, you know, irreversible disabilities and deaths, mass deaths. At least 1.5 million Americans died from the vaccines, and those people, being that they're dead, cannot work at Ford. Well, possibly Ford could put dead people on the payroll and it might not make any difference. But I think it would be hard to be dead and be on the Ford payroll for more than 6 months, let's just say. So Ford is facing the same problem that every American manufacturer is facing, including military manufacturers, you know, ammunition makers or factories that make anything in America. It's that the quality of the workers is horrific. And not only are they suffering from health conditions by and large, but they also just don't want to work. There's something about the Western culture. It's a culture of privilege. It's a culture of thinking, you know, we shouldn't have to be here. We shouldn't have to work. You know, work is for people in India or China or Nigeria, for God's sake, or Bangladesh. We don't work. We consume. We're Americans. We buy shit and eat shit. We don't make stuff. I mean, for God's sake, we're Americans. We drink beer and watch football and take medications. We don't actually invent anything useful anymore, right? Because our grandparents did that, but the current generation hardly ever does that. They're too busy on their iPhones creating clickbait and trying to get likes from people that they don't know who don't even like them. Now, China has top-notch EV car manufacturers like BYD and CATL. CATL. These companies make incredibly good cars, like sedan style cars, little hatchback, that's better than a Tesla. It's got better ergonomics, it's got better technology, it's got better battery life and range and everything. What's the cost in China? It's under $9,000. That same car in America would be like $60,000 to $70,000. U.S. companies can't even make it for the cost that it's sold for in China. China has become the master of manufacturing for our world, which is a position the U.S. held after World War II, but no longer. China has that position now, and frankly, nobody in the world can compete with China for manufacturing at scale. Nobody. It's not even close anymore. Even the supply chains don't exist in America to even try to manufacture the way China does. This same article from the Telegraph quotes Andrew Forrest, an Australian billionaire. He's the guy that runs the mining giant called Fortescue, is that it? Which is investing in green energy. Quote, he says his trips to China convince him to abandon his company's attempts to manufacture EV powertrains in-house. He says, quote, I can take you to factories in China now where you'll basically be alongside a big conveyor and the machines come out of the floor and begin to assemble parts and you're walking alongside this conveyor. And after about 800, 900 meters, a truck drives out. There are no people. Everything is robotic. Everything is robotic. So this is the assembly line concept, but fully automated with robots. Greg Jackson, the boss of British energy supplier Octopus, says, quote, we visited a dark factory producing some astronomical number of mobile phones. Dark factories means that the robots do all the work, so it's kind of like a black box. And it just spits out the product, right? He says, quote, the process was so heavily automated that there were no workers on the manufacturing side. Just a small number of people who were there to ensure the plant was working. You get this sense of change where China's competitiveness has gone from being about government subsidies and low wages to a tremendous number of highly skilled, educated engineers who are innovating like mad. Yeah, exactly. Innovating like mad. You don't see much innovation in America any longer, do you? And you don't see people who are motivated for the most part. There are a few of us, like probably you listening to this, and of course I'm motivated, obviously. And I know people that are, you know, one in a million kind of entrepreneurs and leaders and so on. But by and large, you don't see a lot of innovation in America. What you see is airports that look like you just visited a third world country. You know, you see bridges that can't even be rebuilt after they crumble. You see roads full of potholes. You see America's infrastructure crumbling, actually. And you see students graduating from high school who still can't read. And then more students coming out of college who are woke idiots who have been indoctrinated with left-wing wokeism and who have no skills whatsoever and no knowledge about reality. They've been indoctrinated and they've got degrees and sometimes PhDs in artificial constructs of lunacy, such as, you know, transgenderism or what have you. They have zero skills that are applicable to the real world. A robot makes them obsolete instantly. Because, again, these humans coming out of universities, they can't do anything. Now, there are exceptions to this. Obviously, there are still some good programs and some good business programs and MBA programs, etc., of business schools around the country that are actually, they're up to speed with tech. You know, they're teaching their students how to use technology. I mean, honestly, MIT is doing a lot of that. I know in Texas, Rice, the Rice University. Yeah, they've got a really good MBA program that's teaching people how to write code using vibe coding and things like that. And there are schools in California that are on the cutting edge as well, and other places. But by and large, most universities are churning out woke idiots who have no applicability in the job market. So China is automating everything, and China is producing higher quality goods at lower cost than the United States, and that's batteries. The CATL company, CATL, has now introduced a sodium ion battery that's just absolutely revolutionary. It lasts so long and it doesn't explode. It doesn't burn like lithium ion, but it lasts so long. It lasts like five times longer than lithium at half the cost or less. It lasts so long that if you buy an EV with their sodium ion battery pack in it, the battery pack will outlast the car by a long shot. The car will be trashed and junked one day, you know, when you put 200,000 miles on, and you'll pull the battery pack out of that and you'll transfer that battery pack to your next car because that battery pack is good for a million miles. It's good for five cars, okay? China is the only place where that technology exists. There was a sodium ion plant, well, a company in the United States called Natron Energy. I talked about them about a year ago. I was hoping to buy products from them. They were based out of Minnesota, I believe, and they were scheduled to start construction on a $1.4 billion manufacturing facility. I think that was in, was it Tennessee where they were going to build that? And then they went bankrupt. They went bankrupt even though they had millions of dollars in pre-orders. They went bankrupt. Why? Because you can't manufacture in America. You can't. I mean, now the military can because they're paying insane prices and there's all kinds of waste and fraud in the military industrial complex. But you can't make anything in America that competes with China, especially not EVs. So I repeat my prediction. Ford is toast. Ford is toast. Okay? Goodbye, Ford. You know, good riddance, man. What a horrible company. A bunch of woke idiots running that company. They faked the whole, the Ford Lightning F-150 EV with Joe Biden with a fake steering wheel. He wasn't even driving it. He was there with a fake steering wheel talking about how great Ford is. Yeah, I mean, it was such theater. This is just more fake than the Apollo moon landings. I mean, give me a break. This is insane. So Ford sucks. I can't wait till they're gone. And that's why the United States has to put 100% tariff on Chinese EVs, because if they didn't, Tesla would go bankrupt too. Because Tesla vehicles are also behind. They're not the most advanced vehicles in the world. They're years behind China. Years behind China. And so are America's weapon systems. Years behind China. China is leading the world in so many areas. In fact, if you list about 65 key areas of technology, China leads the world in 60 out of 65, including robotics, including rare earth minerals extraction, you know, including advanced materials. And the only areas where America is in the lead, I remember one of them was heavy lift rocket launches. Yeah, America can still do that. But that technology came from the Nazis in Germany out of World War II, Operation Paperclip. So that's not even American technology either. Got that from Germany. It's all German rockets, folks. German rockets launched everything into space. Well, I guess until, you know, SpaceX started making its own rockets, but still they can't compete with Chinese technology in the long run. China now has deployed millions, more than 2 million robots in its industry to automate manufacturing. Last year, China added 295,000 robots. In the U.S., 34,000, only about one-tenth. In the U.K., which is a collapsing empire of pedophiles and, you know, pervert leaders, just 2,500 robots compared to China's 295,000. Who do you think is going to dominate the future of manufacturing in our world? It's not going to be the UK. The UK is done. It's not going to be Germany. Germany's done. It's not going to be the US. The US is too far behind, can barely keep its infrastructure running. It's going to be China. I remember hearing Americans who just short-sighted. They were talking about this on some podcasts. They said, well, robotics is going to cause China to collapse because robotics will eliminate China's labor cost advantage. When we all have robots, America will become the manufacturing hub of the world. Okay? That's the kind of thing that is mentioned by idiots. You can already see that that's wrong because China's making the robots and deploying them domestically in their own factories first. We can't make the robots at that scale. You know why? Because we don't have the neodymium, which is one of the rare earths, to make the magnets that are in the actuators of the robot joints. Why? Because China dominates the global neodymium supply, and they've just put new restrictions on the exporting of various rare earths, including neodymium. So even if we had unlimited neodymium, we couldn't make the robots domestically in the United States. You know why? Because we don't have the supply chain. Where's the supply chain for the aluminum? Did you know that Ford is literally shutting down production lines right now because it can't get aluminum for its trucks? Why? Because there was a fire at an aluminum plant. I think it was somewhere on the East Coast. Forgot the name of it. Destroyed the aluminum production line. So now Ford can't get the aluminum just to make cars, much less aluminum to make robots. In America, we don't have the supply chains for the electronics because it's all made where? Oh, in China or Taiwan or Japan, maybe. Some of it's in Korea, but it's all Asia. We don't make hardly any of that stuff in the United States. We don't have the supply chains for the components. We don't have the ability to scale manufacturing, and we don't have the energy. So while we in America and in Western Europe, we were busy shutting down all of our energy infrastructure in order to appease climate cultist left-wing lunatics who hate civilization, apparently, China was building power plants, hand over fist, and hydropower dams. And that's why China's total annual power output now is more than twice that of the United States, and the gap is widening rapidly. The U.S. has fallen behind, and it's actually too late. And Trump warned China, how dare you buy energy from Russia? How dare you? We're going to punish you, China. If you buy energy from Russia, we're going to get you. So what does China do? They turn around and they sign the deal for the Power of Siberia 2 gas line to bring 50 billion cubic meters of gas every year into northern China's industrial center from western Russia's Yamal gas fields. And yes, that pipeline crosses Mongolia, if you're familiar with, you know, Earth. So that's going to be the cheapest energy imaginable. Russia, for some reason, is giving China a great deal. China's going to be paying probably about one-fifth the cost for gas compared to the United States and especially Western Europe. Maybe even one-tenth. It just depends on how things, fall out with liquid natural gas shipments to Europe, especially this winter, when a lot of Europeans are going to be very freaking cold because they have no energy. Well, not enough, I should say. They have some, just not enough. So China's going to have the cheapest energy in the world. I mean, they already do, but they're going to have an abundant supply of cheap energy. What can they do with that? They can build and power data centers to achieve AI dominance, which they will. They've already demonstrated that they have far better engineers, far better mathematicians and scientists than America. It's not even close. China's got 500% more STEM graduates every year than the United States. And China's Alibaba company has proven that they can produce incredibly good AI language models, and they're releasing them for free to the world. Alibaba is probably going to be the company that achieves AGI first, is what it looks like. Not OpenAI, Alibaba. It'll be Chinese. We are just so far behind in America, it's too late. It's too late. To build out the energy infrastructure that we need to be competitive would take about 15 to 20 years. And there's just too much resistance to that. And our country's in shambles economically. The dollar's collapsing. Gold and silver are skyrocketing. The infrastructure is crumbling. And we're probably about to face a left-wing uprising, civil war revolt across America that will destroy our country even further. China, whether or not you agree with China's politics, they have managed to figure out a system of unity that makes them incredibly strong. And by the way, China doesn't need to attack Taiwan. China will just absorb Taiwan as America collapses. It's going to be very simple. And remember, I lived in Taiwan. I speak Chinese. I know this culture very well. And what I've seen over the years is that more and more people in Taiwan want to join China because they feel abandoned by the U.S. Trump has put tariffs on Taiwan, punishing Taiwan for being an ally, which is incredibly stupid. And Taiwan, frankly, doesn't feel protected by the United States. Taiwan is at a disadvantage by being an ally with America, the most hated country in the world at this point, because of the fact that the U.S. bombs everybody, puts sanctions on everybody, runs assassination teams, and provides weapons to Israel to carry out, you know, crimes against humanity and genocide in the Middle East. The whole world hates America at this point. You may not know that if you're American because you're not reading that news, but believe me, the whole world hates America. Taiwan is ready to join China. And it'll be a natural thing when America collapses. China will approach Taiwan and just say, well, I guess the whole U.S. ally thing didn't work out, so let's just talk about how we're going to integrate our economies and what have you. And Taiwan is going to sit down and do the Hong Kong thing that happened in, you know, after 1999. And that's what's going to happen. Taiwan's going to be part of China proper, you know. No more saying it wants to be its own individual country, which, in my opinion, it has been since Chiang Kai-shek, you know, many decades ago. But that's not going to last, which means that China is then going to absorb the largest semiconductor manufacturing company in the world also, because that's Taiwan Semiconductor. Are you seeing the picture? Are you seeing the picture? Yeah. So China's going to control the microchips, the robots, the rare earths, the most advanced weapons, the most advanced manufacturing. I mean, game over, folks. Game over. No wonder these executives that visit China are coming back, quote, terrified. Terrified because what they see in China, they see the future. And then they come back to America at a Ford factory, and it's like going back in time to the 1970s. Seriously, it's like a time machine. China's in the future, America's in the past. It's very easy to see. I mean, even in my own experience, you know, one of the secrets of how we built such an amazing AI engine that knows everything about phytochemistry, you know, plant-based chemistry, nutrition, natural medicine, herbal constituents and how they fight disease. You know what our secret was? We acquired a massive library of every science paper ever published in China, in Chinese. And then we translated all those papers using AI into English, and then we ran a classification algorithm to classify them based on our interest areas. And then we used the papers that we really liked that talked about phytochemistry, etc., in order to train our language models in English. And so the reason our AI engine, which you can use for free, it's at brightu.ai, the reason it's the best engine in the world is because we trained it on knowledge from China. Knowledge about herbs, nutrition, Chinese medicine, etc. That's why. Because China actually has the largest knowledge base of text and scientific papers of anybody on the planet. There's no comparison. And the Western science papers are garbage because it's a bunch of transgender nonsense, climate nonsense, and pharmaceutical garbage. I mean, you look at science papers in the US or UK science journals, and it's just absolute propaganda and garbage. If you want real science, you got to either go to India or China. India has some really good scientists too that study everything about plants, and that's why India is one of the world's manufacturing leaders in plant extraction. That's where we get our turmeric, by the way, which contains curcumin, one of the anti-cancer compounds that's in turmeric. We buy that from India, and India does research on all the botanicals. And so does China. You see what I'm saying? So even scientifically, America can't keep up with even India, much less, you know, China. And of course, India and China are both about 1.3 billion people in population, while the U.S. is 338 million or so. So it's not even a competition in terms of size either. America has just been outsmarted. And the future for America looks pretty grim, actually. The industry is collapsing. The dollar's collapsing. The rule of law has collapsed. America exists mostly on coercion and threats, threatening the rest of the world into compliance, threatening the world with its navy, with its military. You know, Trump runs around the world like a bully. I'm going to slap 100% tariffs on you, and I'm going to tariff you, and I'm going to sanction you. You know, every day is another sanction from America. Yeah, pretty much the world's sick of that. The world is sick of it. That's why everybody's selling off dollars and selling off treasuries and instead purchasing gold and silver and conducting trade in other currencies such as the rupee, the ruble, the yuan, etc. They're avoiding dollars. Dollars are collapsing. I mean, the whole world can see it. You know, sometimes it's difficult for Americans to see this because they're looking from inside the propaganda prison. Inside America, you're only getting news from the U.S. media, which is in total denial about the total state of collapse that America now experiences. But from outside the country, everybody else looking in, or when they come to visit America, they're like, what a shithole. My God, what happened to America? Seriously. If you go from Beijing to the United States, it's like downgrading your experience of life by, you know, three orders of magnitude. You went from an advanced modern city to a U.S. collapsing shithole. And again, I love America. Don't get me wrong. I love America. I love Texas. I'm still doing my part to try to help this country turn itself around, but I'm also a realist. And I realize it's too late. It's over. We're going to go through a total collapse of the U.S. empire. There will be elements of it, industrial collapse, financial collapse. There's already a culture collapse. There's a collapse of work ethic, a collapse of integrity, a collapse of the rule of law. This is going to accelerate until there's a total collapse, and then we're going to have a 1991 style, you know, USSR collapse, but Washington, D.C. this time. And at that point, everybody will lose everything that's in the dollar. All treasuries will default. Everybody's Social Security and pensions and everything will go to zero, and it's over. And then the dominant power in the world is going to be China. It will be a multipolar world. Russia will be a big player, but not as powerful as China. India will be a major player. So will Turkey, by the way, as most of Western Europe will have economically collapsed as well. And it's going to be a totally different world. and you won't be using dollars. They will be worthless. And if you live in America, most of the people you know will be impoverished, especially the ones that did not buy gold and silver, because that's the one thing that's going to save people from this scenario. And then you're going to see a collapse of the middle class, and you're going to see a small number of ultra-wealthy people who have robots made in China that help them and who use AI engines because they have compute power. And those are people who stocked up on gold and silver and became more self-reliant. And then you're going to see the masses of the impoverished, obsolete people who can't afford to live, can't afford to eat. You're going to see mass homelessness and food lines all across the country, and then civil unrest followed by probably very aggressive military crackdowns and a domestic depopulation agenda to try to exterminate human beings en masse in the United States. That might be, they might turn off the power grid in a few cities and just let everybody die out and blame it on China, probably. Oh, there's been a cyber attack from China. You know, turn off the power to LA, 50% death rate in 45 days. That's how they're going to get rid of a lot of people, probably. Or they'll release some other, contact poison pathogen and blame it on a virus that doesn't exist, something like that. So, yeah, pretty gloomy future for America, but it's, you can survive it if you stay informed, which is my job. I'm trying to show you how to navigate this and make it through, and actually have your assets intact and have your life and health intact. And that's what I do. But I'm a realist. I see what's coming. I've lived in Asia. I know what I see. And I know what's happening in America. It's not pretty. It's the last stage of the decline of an empire. And it is irreversible. So prepare accordingly, prepare accordingly. It's not the end of the world for people who are prepared. You can make it through all of this. Just stay informed. Use the tools that you have available. Use our AI engine at brightu.ai. Make sure you have a lot of skills of how to grow your own food, how to repair things, because supply chains are going to be wrecked. Make sure you've got self-defense skills and equipment as necessary. Make sure that you become a very capable person. You probably are already, if you're still listening to this, because weaker people would be afraid. They would have turned it off like 15 minutes ago. But you're probably a resilient person, so you're already well ahead of everybody else. Just check everything. Double down, triple down on your knowledge. Use AI engines to get informed. And then as we have access to some robots coming in for off-grid living, I'm going to be purchasing robots and testing them in my new studio, which is a very large area. It's like a whole, it's massive. We're going to set up a robot testing ground there, and we're going to acquire robots and see how they do with real-world skills such as picking tomatoes, pulling weeds. That's my number one thing. I want a weed-pulling robot so I can grow more food and help automate that process. So we're going to be showing you tools and solutions to get through all of this so that you can be more self-reliant as the collapse of the empire takes place. And there's going to be a point where probably none of us are employable, and you're going to have to live on whatever you've stored up in terms of gold, silver, seeds, ammo, land, resources, etc. And when the currency collapses, there's going to be a real chaos period there. And then there'll be kind of a reboot. There probably will be different state or different nation states rising up, like the Republic of Texas. And it may be joined by, Arkansas, maybe even Oklahoma, who knows, maybe Louisiana, it's hard to say. Things are going to be completely redrawn in America, and the United States of America as we know it will no longer exist. The timeline for this, it's hard to be sure. I had been predicting for years that the U.S. would not make it to the end of this year, 2025. I think that time projection is off. I think it will make it through this year, but the scenario I'm talking about will happen. It could accelerate in 2026 or 2027, certainly before 2030. I don't think the U.S., as it currently is structured, I don't think it exists at all. But we'll see. Maybe there's some super secret surprise like, hey, we invented, Mr. Fusion energy centers that fit in a backpack and can produce, you know, gigawatts of power. Oh, well, that's a game changer. But I don't think they have that. If they did, they'd be rolling it out right now. They'd be rolling it out. They don't have it. So everybody talking about, oh, we have this super secret technology, all this alien tech for energy production. No, we don't. If we had it, we'd be using it right now. Because this is it. This is the late stage of this, you know, this game, this competition, and we're losing badly. China's winning, and anybody who's ever visited China and toured their facilities knows exactly what I'm talking about. And for those who haven't visited China, and their perception of China is only what they hear in the U.S. press, well, it's a completely distorted, false view. It's just Western propaganda. It's anti-China the same way it's been anti-Russia all these years. It's all lies. It's all lies. Anyway, again, just to remind you, I'm pro-America. Don't get me wrong. I love America. I'm an all-American person, and I think I represent the kind of innovation that America used to be known for, but has largely been lost in this country. You know, if America is ever going to be saved, it's going to be because of people like you and I who are creative, who are innovators, who want to share knowledge and information, who operate in good faith, and who understand technology. You know, we've got great creativity. We're blessed by God with inspiration. You know, this is what America was built on. So even if America falls, I'm still carrying out the original founding fathers' vision of America. I'm going to keep fighting for America till the day it collapses. And even then, I will always remember that, you know, I'm American at heart. I've got the American spirit. But most of America doesn't have the American spirit anymore. They've given up on life or something. I don't know. It was just too easy, you know. It was just, everything became too comfortable, and then apathy spread, and then, you know, a welfare mentality, and everybody just thought that the world owed them everything. And guess what? That only works for a very short period of time, and then you're done. If you can't innovate, you're history, as we're now seeing. So do with this information what you will, but be prepared for this scenario because, you know, even Ford Motor is like, this is the craziest thing we've ever seen. You know, we're terrified. Yeah, that's because Ford is gone. Goodbye, Ford. Henry Ford will be rolling in his grave at this point to find out how woketards destroyed his company. Yeah. And now the best vehicles are made in China. There you go. All right. Thanks for listening. And do your part. Join me in doing our part. We're going to try to save America. We're going to try to help people be healthier. We are up against extreme censorship. You know, we're up against governments and corporations and media that hate America, that are trying to destroy it, and they will probably succeed. So let's do our part to try to save America, but let's plan for the destruction that seems to be inevitable. That's my best advice. So thank you for listening. You can follow my work at brighteon.com. You can use my AI engine at brightu.ai. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy your beverages with a mug that will last for generations. Our solid copper mule mug is made with high-quality heavy-gauge hammered copper to provide long-lasting beauty with a durable shine. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.